Whether you fancy owning a swimming pool big enough to have its own yacht, or just a yacht big enough to have its own swimming pool, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, Friday's Euro Millions Super Jackpot is £110 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot, account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand.
Okay, so, you know, the SpaceX launch to the space station happened. I am happy to say that those three Americans and the one Japanese astronaut have made it to the International Space Station, where they're going to be until the spring. For 6 months, they're going to be at the International Space Station.
So these are professional astronauts. These are not the tourists, right? Because when I hear SpaceX, I kind of automatically thought like tourism.
Right. No, this is I think it was one of the first times that NASA has used a commercial, I was going to say airline, but a commercial like...
Rocket.
Right. Exactly. To send these astronauts to the International Space Station. But my question is... You know, because all of these astronauts, you know, they're scientists, they're, you know, astrophysicists, they're pilots, but they're a mix of men and women. Do you think they get it on in the International Space Station?
Benji, they're at work. They are professionals. Yeah. That's like asking us if we do.
No, but they're also humans and they're in close contact. And
I don't think so. Like, they know the job ahead. They are prepared for it.
Do you think part of their preparation is, I think, preparing their body for 6 months or more of, you know, that non-consensual touch?
Benji, we need to stop analyzing this story in this way.
They're
there for a job.
Yes.
I have confidence that that's all they're going to be thinking about.
Well, every...
Now, that said, I haven't seen any of the pictures of the astronauts, so I don't know the hotness factor.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, if we were going up there with Ryan Reynolds, I'd have a problem, personally. That would be a problem for me.
So...
It'd be hard to concentrate on my job.
But I'm saying, maybe there is the Ryan Reynolds-type person to another astronaut up there, you know, because they're meeting other astronauts that are already on the space station.
Maybe.
So it's
there
like...
There could be some space station love at the space station,
know,
is a rockin', don't come a
knockin'. Don't come
a
knockin', right. And, you know, every job has its downtime, right?
Okay. So you think maybe recreational time could get fun on the space station?
Maybe. And I mean, what a better way to exercise when there isn't a lot of options, right?
Oh, wow.
See? Exercise. Health. I don't know.
Okay.
That was like...
That would be a little... Logistically, I feel like that'd be difficult.
Yes.
When you're floating.
When you are in weightlessness, how do you actually do that? That could take some practice.
Do you think any astronauts have ever been asked this line of questioning?
I have to think they have. And is it like Vegas? Like, what happens on the International Space Station stays on the International Space Station. You know what I mean?
Well, so, okay. Remember the movie where Matt Damon gets stuck on Mars?
Uh-huh.
What is that movie? So, that's been playing a lot lately. We've caught it a couple of times on TV. And there is kind of a romance between... to the astronauts on the crew. Like, they're not doing anything in space, but they end up getting married when they get back home.
But I mean...
So then you wonder.
You know, you're an astronaut. You're put into that situation where you are among a handful of people who ever get to leave the Earth in that capacity. I mean, that is something special. And then...
It's a small club, yes.
Bucket list. Holy cow. If you are in that...
Oh, sure.
I mean, if you get that bucket opportunity...
Yeah.
I mean, that might be kind of a cool... Next,
well, that's not
step.
The Mile High Club anymore. How many miles high club
that's
is
that's like
that?
The 3,000 mile club, you know?
Okay. Wow. That's a new club.
That is a new club.
Exclusive.
Yeah. No.
Thank you for taking us on this line of thinking.
Yeah.
Really
no,
appreciate that
no,
this time in the morning.
You're welcome. You know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks about that.
I feel like you are.
That's literally like when I saw that they successfully docked, you know, at the International Space Station there, and we're going to begin their mission, their 6-month mission in the International Space Station. That's, I don't know why.
You're immediately thinking downtime. How are they going to be spending their downtime?
My brain immediately goes there. Like, I wonder if there's ever going to be
like
any.
Who's hooking up?
So, yes, I know. Okay. Like, you know, Andy Cohen makes all these Real Housewives shows. Is there going to be a Real Housewives of the International Space Station?
Remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the crew up there.
I know.
We'll have to see if they are TV worthy.
Something to think about. That could be your next reality show, International Space Station reality show there. So anyways, congratulations to the fine men and women who are...
I'm angry now, what I'm thinking about in my head. Like, things are happening in my mind I don't want happening right now.
Space and the final frontier and the fact that the Sunday night launch, they finally docked into the International Space Station there, 262 miles above Idaho, apparently is where the International Space Station is right now. And it was, I mean, an amazing feat where NASA tweeted out a video showing the astronauts boarding the International Space Station through the little hatch there after the rocket docked. I mean, when you think about the science and the physics and all the math that goes into getting those...
Launching into space.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah. Getting those astronauts... onto the space station and then getting
like
them
parking.
Safely home. Yes. I mean, that is like,
I mean,
that is some serious.
You have
serious...
a problem parallel parking on the curb, but think about trying to get the rocket close enough for you to be able to walk onto the space. I mean, you have got to be good at that.
Yeah. And I always think about the movie Hidden Figures whenever I think about that stuff.
Yeah.
Because they did that before, like computers and stuff like that. I mean, they were
Absolutely.
Figuring this stuff out in their brains, which is amazing. But, you know,
but that's,
I mean,
really not the line of what we were talking about.
No, I mean, we were talking about, I'm just going to say it, hashtag SpaceX, and to see if they actually do that, some sort of thing, when, you know, they have downtime. Because, you know, as you're watching the scientists, the men and the women and the physicists and all those very smart people entering the International Space Station, you know, you got to think, well, you know, I mean, they're going to be up there for months on end. At least 6 months.
They might get lonely.
They might get lonely. You know, I mean, here's the thing. They could really get attracted to a personality up there where...
Really get to know each other in really, a super special way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I wondered, does that even happen in outer space? Mary Kate rolls in and says, you know, after a couple months, I'm sure everyone seems more attractive. Or you're just like, man, this is as good as it's going to get.
Oh, wow. So you just settle?
I
okay.
Maybe if you're in that sort of lane, maybe that's what you got to do.
See, Bridget is rolling in with the logic we need. She says, "No, Ben, they can't risk making space babies."
But how cool would
there
that?
You go.
Like, there's going to be
that would not be cool.
They're
not equipped for that.
We don't know that.
We know that.
We
know that. They did not. No, they didn't make like a little birthing room at the space station. That didn't happen.
That
they don't have like a little baby spacesuit ready to go. They don't have that.
Kelly,
that is not what they have.
In our lifetime, there is going to be a baby born in space.
We are not there yet.
I mean,
we're not planning for that.
I mean,
I bet you there's probably strict protocols.
There is.
That says no funny business
well,
in
listen,
the space station
Kelly,
because of that.
Kelly, come on.
What?
Of course, there are probably protocols, but humans are humans. It's only
a handbook violation.
It's nature. they're gonna go up there and they're gonna be like,
it's not
oh,
nature.
Especially if it's an international space station, they're gonna see people from other countries and things up there, and
they are professionals. They're there to do a job,
and they'll be like, oh, Raul, oui, oui.
Raul is the astronaut now? The hot astronaut, Raul, at the space station?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you?
Well, what do you think the pickup lines are in outer space?
I would like to dock my space station.
No, I don't think so. That would not work.
I mean,
that would not work.
It might. Mm-hmm. If you are without human touch for over 6 months...
You float around here lately? You float around here often?
Hey.
Hey, yo.
All right. I mean, okay. Again, I don't want to diminish the accomplishment and the feat that these scientists did.
We're concentrating on an area we shouldn't be.
I'm concentrating on an area that I think maybe needs more attention. And at some point, there's going to be a show about this.
We've been denying it.
We've been denying it for too long. Yes.
Astronaut love.